fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 27th day of July, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. No apologies. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud of my country, proud of my Constitution and our people, our heritage, our culture. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today, I want to encourage people to stock up on heirloom seeds, non-GMO, open pollinated seeds. Get them now while you can. Even if you don't have that great of a need for yourself, they could be very valuable barter items in the future. Very valuable. Okay, we're going to have open lines the first half hour. Leon Green will be calling in at the bottom of the hour. He's only going to be with us for half an hour. He's got projects he has to get back to. The Tuesday morning roundtable will be myself, Jeff Nyquist, possibly Steve Ben-Noon. Not sure. I've sent Steve a couple of text messages. He has not responded. I ran across something at one of my favorite websites this morning, survivalblog.com. And this is a note he prepared for Tuesday, the 27th. It says, July 27th is the birthday of Captain Samuel Whitmore, born 1694, died February 3rd, 1793. He was an English-born American farmer and soldier. He was 80 years of age when he became the oldest known colonial combatant in the American War of Independence. And here's a summary of what happened on this particular day. Fighting the British Army. We don't know the day, but it's not really relevant. Whitmore was in his fields, his farm fields, when he spotted an approaching British relief brigade under Earl Percy. Whitmore loaded his musket and ambushed the British Grenadiers of the 74th Regiment of Foot from behind a nearby stone wall, killing one soldier. He drew his dueling pistols, killing a second grenadier and mortally wounding a third. So that's three shots and three kills. By the time Whitmore had fired his third shot, a British detachment had reached the position. Whitmore drew his sword and attacked. He subsequently was shot in the face, bayoneted numerous times, and left for dead in a pool of blood. He was found by colonial forces trying to load his musket to resume the fight. He was taken to Dr. Cotton Tufts of Medford, who perceived no hope for his survival. However, Whitmore recovered and lived another 18 years. He died at 99 years old. That's one tough hombre, I'd say. Here's what happened to him again. Shot in the face, bayoneted numerous times. Now the modern bayonet we use these days has a blade about 8 inches long. Those bayonets back then were about a foot and a half long. They were really long, serious pieces of equipment, very deadly pieces of equipment. And like I said, Captain Whitmore took on this brigade by himself. I don't know how many soldiers there were, but he was obviously outnumbered. What a guy. What a guy. It reminds me of Geronimo. Geronimo was not a war chief. He was a medicine man, a spiritual leader. Of course, he was a warrior, too, obviously. And the Mexicans had murdered his family. He had a sincere, intense hatred for Mexicans. And he would occasionally gather up a few warriors, maybe three or four guys, and attack the entire country of Mexico with himself and three or four guys. If he couldn't find three or four guys, he'd attack the entire country of Mexico by himself. Now, that's a warrior. That's a true warrior. He eventually surrendered, Geronimo did. He was an older gentleman and had given enough fighting. And he was a prisoner until he died. The U.S. government was very fearful of Geronimo. Even as an old man, they were fearful of Geronimo. Not because of his fighting abilities, but because he was a spiritual leader of the Apache Nation. So Geronimo was rather a celebrity, and he would sometimes be on a train trip, and he wore a American wool army uniform with brass buttons on it, and he would at different train stops, people would want to meet Geronimo and shake his hand and talk to him, and Geronimo would cut buttons off the jacket and sell them as souvenirs to the tourists. And they would get back on the train and leave, and Geronimo would sew new buttons on the jacket to sell them at the next train stop to his groupies, I guess you could say. They didn't call them groupies back then, did they? Well, that's interesting, and it's kind of funny. One of my listeners, she's a friend, she forwarded me a four-hour presentation done by Dr. Fleming. I got through an hour and 10 minutes of it this morning. It's not posted on my website yet. Dr. Fleming has a PhD. He is also a medical doctor and also a law school graduate. He's obviously a very bright guy, has published hundreds of peer-reviewed papers, very bright, very well-respected scientist. And he's pulling all the pieces together to demonstrate the criminal conspiracy. Now, beginning with the attempts to discredit the official story on the death of President John Kennedy, that's where they began using the term conspiracy theory to discredit real evidence. But what is a criminal conspiracy? What is it? That's two or more people cooperating, talking, working together to commit a crime. That's what a criminal conspiracy is. And Dr. Fleming brings the evidence to the table of the ongoing criminal conspiracy, which began many years ago. I got a note from one of the guys that attends movie night. He's a registered nurse, great guy, been at this a long time, very smart. And he says, John, you were right about the vaccines being in the refrigerators a year ago. And I said, well, your source is right. And I responded, I didn't have a source. What I have is one half century of being both an intelligence analyst and a criminal investigator, homicide detective. That's what I have. I didn't have a source. I have knowledge of how things work, of what men and women do in a criminal conspiracy and how they do it, because I've worked on these things professionally. It's been an ongoing education for me. I was just looking, I had an audio tape here that I mailed my parents. I'm looking to find a technician that can put all these on a single, I have the ability, but maybe I need to do it myself. Back in the 60s, well, I mailed quarter-inch reel-to-reel tapes to my parents to give them updates on what I was doing. And my father marked this one. It says, Johnny, 33 days left in Vietnam, which would have been almost precisely 53 years ago today. Pretty close, within a day or two. I went to Vietnam a boy. I came back a man. I saw things that no human being should ever have to see. I did things no human being should ever have to do. I heard things and smelled things that no human being should ever have to hear or smell. That's what war does to a man or a woman. But I came back as knowledgeable as I was still naive as to the overall picture of what was really going on. I thought that what was going on in Vietnam was merely a mistake done by well-meaning politicians, government officials, and so forth, that they were simply ignorant and acting out of ignorance as opposed to acting with intent. I didn't know that. I didn't know then what I know now, despite going to the classified briefing at the 4th Corps headquarters every morning, Monday through Friday, reading the classified documents from RAND Corporation, from the CIA, from military intelligence, and other places. Despite all that knowledge, there were still things I didn't know and didn't find out till years later. And putting the pieces together has been a lifelong challenge for me, not only for the war I was in, but the geopolitical situation in general. It's been a challenge. Our regular caller, John from Tennessee, he about 2-3 times a year, he'll thank me for waking him up because of the book that I introduced him to and all my listeners at the time, a book titled The Unseen Hand by A. Ralph Epperson. The Unseen Hand by A. Ralph Epperson. I'm saying this 3 times because I don't want to get emails asking me, John, what was that book again? The Unseen Hand by A. Ralph Epperson. Epperson is by training and profession, a historian. What I appreciate in his book, and many other similar books, what I appreciate in his book is at the end of the book are the footnotes. About 20 or 25 pages, it may be more, I don't know, of footnotes guiding you back to original source material that Epperson is taking from to write his book. What that book does is take the reader in American history from colonial days to about 1980 or so, maybe 85, somewhere in there when he published the book, or thereabouts. Don't hold me to that because I don't recall specifically the time frame that he ends his documentation. But for me, it was an eye-opening experience. At the time I was reading it, I think it was referred to me by another friend of mine, former intelligence analyst also. He said, John, you got to read this book. So it's a big book. It's, I think, over 500 pages. At the time I was working probably 60 hours a week minimum doing investigations. And I would come home in the evening, and my wife, Dr. Moore, would be preparing dinner, and I would sit down and start reading the book. And she would notice the smoke coming out of my ears, and she'd say, "Honey, it's time for dinner. It's time to put the book down." As I worked my way through the decades of the late 18th century, then into the 19th century, and then finally into the 20th century, I got more and more angry at the truth of what's been going on in our republic for more than 200 years. When I finally got to my war, the Vietnam War, the smoke was really coming out of my ears because Epperson put together the pieces in a way that I'd never seen before. And it was all consistent with what I already knew. He just filled in the missing spaces, what I didn't know, and how the war really ended, why the war really ended. We'd still be in that war. Everybody was making money. The American weapons manufacturers, the military industrial complex was making buckets full of money. The Russians were making buckets full of money. The Chinese were making buckets full of money. The South Vietnamese government was making lots of money. The North Vietnamese government was getting lots of money and help and technical help from Russia and China, mostly Russia. China, the Vietnamese don't trust the Chinese, and of course they shouldn't. Everybody's making money. And the teenage boys in Vietnam were dying, the Viet Cong. The teenage boys fighting for the South Vietnamese government were dying, and the teenage boys for the American government were dying. They were paying the price. What happened was, an American businessman from North Carolina, I don't have his name here in front of me, he figured out how to stop the war by dropping one bomb on one boat. And at the top levels of our government, everybody knew this. It was no secret. And that one boat was a dredge in Haiphong Harbor, made by Siemens, by the way, a German company. Haiphong Harbor was the only deep water port that North Vietnam had, the only deep water port. If that got shut down, the war ended relatively quickly, probably 3 to 6 months, because the silt was so heavy, it would fill in the harbor and the ocean, the transport ships could no longer dock there. So this North Carolina businessman figured this out, and he bought himself a bomb big enough to blow up the boat. He bought a World War II bomber. He recruited a retired Air Force bomber pilot and was ready to do it when they found out the bomb wouldn't fit in the bomber. So what do they do next? Well, they recruited a retired U.S. Army general to go to President Nixon and say basically the following, if I can paraphrase: "Mr. President, we got this crazy businessman. He's ready to bomb this dredge in Haiphong Harbor and end the war. So we need to do something." Well, what Nixon did was begin the peace talks to end the war. And that would not have happened if it hadn't been for this North Carolina businessman that was prepared to bomb that dredge. He probably could have found another bomb that would fit, but it never got that far. We got a caller on hold here, a regular caller, John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
John, I heard you mention Ralph in his book. Also, as a result of you recommending the book, I've been able to consider Ralph a personal friend for going on 20 years. So, okay, having said that, Ralph's book is basically the tip of the iceberg.
Hold on. It's a big iceberg. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of July. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The sale in place right now will help your whole team. The more units you buy as a bulk purchase, the more money you save. Check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, John, you're absolutely right. Epperson's book is the tip of the iceberg, but it's a massive iceberg, isn't it, sir? Oh, John's gone. Well, maybe he'll call back. I know my listeners, I know the demographics, I know your readers. Unlike most Americans, the listeners to the John Moore Radio Show actually own and read books. Most Americans don't own and read books. Many, I don't know if it's most, but many Americans under age 50 can't read with any, as a pastime, as a pleasurable thing, because they don't have the skills. And I've interviewed enough young Americans to know that, you know, Americans under age 50. John, you're back with us. I was just saying, agreeing with you, that Epperson's book is the tip of a very large iceberg, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's well documented. It presents tons of information, but the more research you do, the more you realize it is just the tip of the iceberg. People like John Stormer and Cooper and John Toland, and you realize that all the history you've been taught your entire life is a lie. It's really an amazing thing.
John Stormer, John Stormer is still alive, but he was a friend of mine, John Stormer, St. Louisan. Great guy.
Well, I found four or five of his books at a used bookstore that had never been opened, so I bought them all. And
good
I gave
you.
Them away, because that little paperback book was something else. I'm actually getting ready to enter Crawford County, John, with Crawford County, Illinois, along the Wabash River, so I'm in Illinois this morning. For those that haven't had an opportunity, you want to look into what Ralph does and what Ralph has been doing for over 50 years now, go to YouTube, and as a starting point, type in Ralph Epperson in his own words, and you'll realize just how sincere and how capable. I think he just turned 83. And been at it a long time, to the point of, although he community
Hello,
college in Arizona, I think I lost you.
You were gone for a moment. Now you're back. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he was actually off Arizona when he
John, we're not getting everything you're saying.
They said you've got 10 years.
John, you need to get to a better place and call, because we're not getting everything you're saying, sir.
Okay, I'll call back a little later times.
When there's a stronger signal, yeah. When you get to where the stronger signal, give us a call. I just looked up. John Stormer did die in 2018 at age 90. His best-known book was published in 1964, None Dare Call It Treason. His books... I don't know how many books he wrote, but his books sold millions of copies. He was a Christian school superintendent, and he was warning America for decades about the communist infiltration of American society, politics, and culture. He was a big man. He was probably about 6'4", a big guy, and very jovial, very smart, and I was... losing him was a great loss. He was a great guy, and I'm proud to have counted him as a friend. Back when I was active in political matters back in the mid-1990s is when I got to know him. Getting back to Epperson's book, The Unseen Hand, if you want a good primer, a good overall view of what's been going on in this country politically, economically, culturally for the last 200 years, this is a good one. And looks like we have with us Leon Green. Good morning, Leon.
Yes, I am here. How are you doing, John?
Better than you.
Yes, it's true.
I'm not going to go into details, but you've been meeting some very big challenges the past several days, haven't you, sir?
Yes, sir. When you talk about spiritual attack, it's just been one after the other. I got to meet all sorts of tow truck drivers and towing a RV off of a landau. I'm learning all about physics, and it's just been incredible. So
It
seems to be quite a challenge.
Physics, a object in motion tends to stay in motion. An object at rest tends to stay at rest. Things like
correct.
That, you mean?
And
yeah.
Yes, but also that, you know, when you're talking about leverage, and, you know, we had some people in the Northwest that were, you know, trying to get this RV or travel trailer on the back, and you could see that, you know, they didn't seem to understand physics very much, and they broke a lot
of
things.
Give me a lever long enough, I can move the world. Yes.
Yes.
Hold
sir.
On. Hold on, Leon. We'll have a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have something new posted there today. It's a little country store right down the street from me. In fact, I can look out my kitchen window and see the little country store. It's actually not that little. With a very nice remodeled house next to it, a small country house next to it, and in a vacant lot behind it on the other side of the creek. All this for $97,500 is the asking price. This little country store, known as the Baker Store, was a community, main feature of our little community for decades. It was quite the popular gathering place, and we would love to see it open again for business. It's all been rehabbed, very beautiful, and the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Right next to that, we got the mosquito net mask back for sale. We got mask mandates being put back in place. This is a mask that is not a mask. You can actually breathe through it. They're pretty neat. And, of course, energy cleaners. I talked to Barry Hill last night. He's promising me 16 units tomorrow evening. That'll get about half my back orders caught up. And so I know you all have been waiting. You've been very patient, and I appreciate you being patient. And I'm going to get these things packed up and out the door as quick as I can. The rest of the back orders, he's promising in about a week. So the oldest orders go out first, of course. And details at my website, you can place your order for an energy cleaner, your mattress pad right there. And I have a toll-free hour line, of course, as well, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, who's finding out all about tow truck drivers and tow trucks and pieces that break when you don't expect them to break, and finding out how really big this country is, aren't you, Leon?
Yes, sir. What is it, 3 million miles? Is 3 million square miles? I've heard that was the case. I'm like, I think you're right. It's a beautiful country, and I pray it stays ours and not given over to the UN and the Chinese and the Russians and everybody else who covets it. You know, we have a wonderful country. It's a total blessing from the Lord, and evil people definitely want to take it from us. So we definitely have to honor the Constitution, honor the Lord, and we can maintain it. But yes, there's some serious challenges we have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you're meeting those challenges, and you have at least a small supply of essential oils with you, I presume, don't you, sir?
Yes, sir. And I always talk about diversification, and so, you know, I have a lot of, and actually right now I have like three different stashes all over America now, just for that reason, because if something, you know, catches on fire, which a truck caught on fire in near Laramie, Wyoming, and it was on the side of the road just burning up. And so I saw several other things on fire too. So it's good to keep all your items in different locations so you don't lose it all, whether in theft, flood, the fire, with the whole, all of the disasters that beset, you know, humanity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, for a moment there, I thought one of your trucks caught on fire. With all the disasters you've had, that would be just another one. But, well, thank goodness it wasn't one of your trucks. So,
yes, sir.
Well, Leon, every week we educate people about how helpful the doTERRA oils are to help them have the healthy, fun, productive life that they want to have. And we're having some effect. We're getting more people alert and awake every week, alert to the fact that they don't have to rely on expensive, dangerous pharmaceutical products, that instead of expensive, dangerous pharmaceutical products, they can use something that's healthy that can cause no harm, and that's the doTERRA essential oils, correct?
Absolutely, and we've been educating them for almost a decade now, and so it makes a huge difference of you know, having them available for both yourself, your children, your relatives. You can use them for livestock, for cooking. There's so many benefits, and you know, this whole trip has been blessed, you know, in my eyes, because of doTERRA. And so it's been a huge impact, you know, with over 11 million people worldwide, and those 11 million different accounts. And we're talking, you know, anywhere from 3 to 10 people, depending on how you're talking internationally with families and things like that. So it is a growing movement, and doTERRA is now the world's largest, and it's been that way for the last 6 years, the world's largest essential oil company, because it is certified pure therapeutic grade. It means you can drink it, you can place it on your skin, and you can breathe it. And I've had people, even on this trip, saying, I was at a store, and they said that on their bottles it says pure, but they can't put it on their skin. And I asked why. And the gentleman said, because we don't know what's in it, and therefore we can't, we have to, for their own personal liability, they say, for class action suit protection, they said don't put it on your skin. So in essence, it's just their stuff is just a chemical that has a pretty smell. I always say it's gasoline with a pretty smell, because that's what 90% of the essential oils in the world are, is synthetic.
That's right. Well, the oils have been around for millennium. As far as I know, the only undisturbed Egyptian pharaoh tomb to be opened was King Tut, and they found gallons and gallons and gallons of essential oils in there, still viable and ready for use, weren't they, sir?
Yes, sir. 140 liters, which is equivalent to, I think it's like 40 gallons of essential oils of sandalwood, myrrh, and a frankincense. They're still viable. So, you know, as long as you keep them cool, dark, and dry, they last indefinitely. And that's why you see the bottles are brown. They're protected from UV damage. And many people always ask, well, can I leave them in my car? I say, yeah, if you leave them in your car, you can see how hot a vehicle can get. Use those up first. Now, you can use them in baking and, you know, at 300, 400 degrees, but, you know, you're not going to have the same benefits, but you can still have the flavor benefits. So basil, you know, for making like Italian foods, and oregano and lemongrass for Chinese, and cumin for Mexican food. And so there's so many varieties that you can use for cooking and just overall. And matter of fact, I've had, I think, six of your customers talk to me about brown recluse spiders and black widow spiders. And just in the last couple of days, one of our good friends just talked about, you know, all the problems of, you know, brown recluse and how effective the oils are, peppermint oil and other oils are, because they cannot stand the oils. They're so concentrated. Ours are between 50 and 70 times more concentrated than the underlying herb. So when a spider smells the menthols that are in peppermint, it is just so aggressive to their breathing apparatus that they depart. And so, yeah, you can spray it on and that'll kill it. But more importantly, you don't want them to be in your house. And I've had people, your people, have called me and said, look, I got bit by a brown recluse. The doctor did this, and this. And I said, did they do anything objective, like draw a circle around it with Sharpie? And take a time and see how much you are expanding, you're getting better. And she said, no. And I had a couple other questions. And I said, your doctor, this is not doing anything right now to help you. And they don't have any chemicals to help you. And right now, you can actually lose your leg, or in actuality, brown recluse. People have died from anaphylactic shock. So, you know, this is crucial. I mean, little children get bit, dogs, cats. And so, you know, this has life repercussions because of ignorance. Here we go again. Hosea 4:6, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And that applies to taking the death jab, or, you know, having been bit or stung by a bee or a snake or even a spider.
That's right. That's right. Well, here's how you get started with the pure oils, ladies and gentlemen. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Under products, just scroll down under products, and you'll see the tarot oils is the third thing down there. And just click on that, and you'll see lots of things that you can purchase. But what you want to do as a beginner is get the biggest kit that you can afford. We don't suggest going into debt. If you need to do such a thing, PayPal will let you pay back in 6 months with no interest. But get the biggest kit you can afford, number one. Number two, get yourself two different editions of the same book. The book title has a simple title, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the 5th edition and the 12th edition. Why get two editions? Well, the 5th edition says things we're not allowed to say anymore, and the 12th edition has all the latest oils in it. So you want both. Now, if you want to go a little bit farther, maybe you need some private coaching. You want to get started. Well, I want to know what oils I need to take, and you don't have the book yet. Well, just give Leon a call. He'll be glad to coach you on which oils are best for the things that you need. Plus, there's a bonus. If you want to start a home-based business, being a doTERRA distributor, well, you can do that also. One of the nice things about doTERRA is you do not need to inventory product. You never see the product. You never touch it. Your customer places the order and ship directly to the customer. So, Leon, what's that telephone number, sir?
It is 303-495-2188, Mountain Time.
Right. If Leon doesn't pick up because he's dealing with tow trucks and tow drivers and physics, just leave a message. Just leave a message. He'll get back to you. That phone number is 303-495-2188. And we're in the business here of helping people, of changing lives, helping people get their life back. And with the times ahead of us, we don't know how exactly what's going to happen. But there's a strong possibility that the Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, the Internet may not work. cutting you off from the pharmaceutical products that you're used to. If you have a supply of doTERRA oils on hand to substitute for those dangerous, expensive pharmaceutical products, then you could get by pretty well, couldn't you, Leon?
Absolutely. And even President Trump had said during the beginning of COVID, he could not believe the exposure America has due to China specifically. 90% of the drugs, the pharmaceutical drugs, come in from China, and 95% of antibiotics. So people who would die because their immune system is already compromised, and we don't have that in mass. And, you know, the problem with us are antibiotics, they're antibiotic, if you spell it, anti-life. And because they are chemical, they are not based on carbon-based, and they actually kill everything in your gut. So when many people will take penicillin, amoxicillin, vancomycin, all the broad-based and even localized antibiotics, it kills the gut bacteria. So now their immune system is compromised. And so many people call me from the show, and they say, my child has fungus or psoriasis, and I have, you know, itching area, and this is over, and it's due to fungal growth, which is attached to your stomach. And see, 80% of your immune system is based on your stomach. So you can take all the great vitamin C and vitamin D, D3, and all the things, selenium and things of that nature, magnesium. But if your gut is not protecting you from from all the bacteria, viruses, fungus, and all the other pathogens, what happens is then you start to have these issues. And the one that is really prominent is called Candida. And Candida albicans is specifically the one that's everywhere. It's in the water, it's in the air, and it's in the food, and it's on the ground. So you can't naturally get rid of it. That's why the roadkill that you see on the side of the road, even after the carrion gets rid of it, they eat it, it still gets dissolved, and it goes away naturally because these fungus dissolve it and consume it. And so when you have the antibiotic exposure, and people say, well, I don't take antibiotics. Well, if you eat meat at the fast food store or at the grocery store, and it's not organic, then you are consuming it, because 85% of the antibiotics in America go to the livestock industry. So you have chicken, beef, lamb, and all the other things, pork. And what happens is, in order for them, all these chickens that you see millions that are in the stores or that are all cooped up, that aren't free range, the way they do it is they just shoot them up with all sorts of antibiotics, and they put it in the food, in the feed, and then they eat it. And so now you are consuming all these antibiotics when you have a hamburger and a chicken burger and fried fish. So when people say, oh, I don't take antibiotics, I'm natural, I'm like, great, that's awesome. Do you eat organic everything? No. Okay, then you are eating antibiotics because it's in your food. And people are like, really? When they learn more about it, they are astounded that, yeah, they're getting compromised every time they have a hamburger that has all these laced antibiotics, and it's just crazy. But that's, here we go again with ignorance. People don't know about it, and they still have the problems.
Well, you laid it out there pretty well, Leon, what's going on in our world. I was just reading this morning that those microscopic pieces of plastic worldwide, even in the air we breathe, mm-hmm. I was not aware of that. Apparently, even if you're in the Amazon jungle, you're going to be breathing in microscopic particles of plastic. That's pretty scary, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, Mike Adams of Natural News, he had a report that talks about the plasticizers. So you get all these water bottles, and different bottles have different levels of it. And so when they make the bottles, you have all those microplastics in the water. So if you have the ability to drink out of a steel or glass bottle, that's much better, especially with the oils, because you can add lemon and all the oils you love to add to drinks, and orange water. And so you can do that. But when you're drinking out of the big box store water bottles, there's plasticizers. They don't completely wash off, and so they will leach into the water. And so now people are drinking those plastics, and plastic has estrogens. It's called xenoestrogen. And xenohormones. That means something strange to your body. And so when you're drinking a fresh bottle of whatever water. Aquafina, we can just go down the list. Kirkland, Arrowhead, and that has been produced whether in America or in Asia. Those bottles have plastics in it, and you end up drinking them. So you're thinking, hey, I'm giving people, you know, water to keep them alive, but yes, there is plastic in there, just like you're breathing it. But, you know, more importantly, you're drinking a lot more plastics than you breathe in. And Mike Adams has that report on his website. He does some amazing work. And I've been out listening to him for the last 6 days, and I feel like I'm in withdrawals because I haven't listened to him and Dr. Ted Brower. Both of them are great.
Yeah, well, you'll get caught up. Here's our break. Yes. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of July. We've got a quick update here. Dr. Fleming's four-hour presentation, Event 2021, is now at my website, COVID Panel 11 at the top in yellow highlighter. Leon, I know you're a busy guy, but maybe one day next week you can watch this. Dr. Fleming pulls it all together and shows the evidence of the ongoing criminal conspiracy involving COVID-19 and the vaccinations. Very important evidence that could be presented in court, quite frankly. Well, Leon, your challenges these past few days have certainly tried your stamina, your everything about you, your ability to deal with various crises and deal with them successfully. And the oils play a role in making sure you have the optimal health and energy to do this, don't they, sir?
Absolutely, sir. And they do make a huge difference. And that's because of the fact that I'm, yes. And as a matter of fact, even spiritual benefits, and many people discount that, but, you know, the spiritual benefits are phenomenal. Right now, I just got to get, just during that last break, I got a call. I connected with the lady this morning who works at the truck stop here, and she called one of her friends who has a trailer. And long story short, he's coming over in the next 2 minutes, and I'm going to get my vehicle off there so I can actually continue on my trip, transfer all of my important things, if you know what I mean, and right. Keep on going. So I may or may not be on the radio show in the next hour because of the transfer, but I will definitely listen after, and if I'm able to get on the road that fast, I will. I'll jump in. So
okay, well, we got two more hours. Once you're settled down and on the road at 70 miles an hour and want to talk, we'd be glad to hear from you, Leon.
That sounds great. Thank you, sir.
Okay, we'll take care of your business. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it. Leon Green, what a guy. Great friend. Thank you, sir. Well, we got a top of the hour break coming up here in about 2 minutes. The roundtable today will be myself, Jeff Nyquist. I sent two text messages to Steve Van Noon. Steve put out a message on his website about 3 days ago saying that a meteor about a quarter mile out wide is headed towards the Pacific Ocean. If it's not deflected or blown up and it does hit the ocean, it could cause a tidal wave on the entire Pacific Rim, 500 to 1,000 feet tall. That's basically half the planet, by the way. The Pacific Rim is about half the planet, close to it. Taking out all human settlements, cities on the Pacific Rim, obviously it would. So it would be very harmful, to say the least, not only to our country, but worldwide, if that was to happen. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. but do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.